conduct of men towards their Maker. Mankind seem to consider God as a sort of outlaw who has no rights, or at least as one whose rights may be disregarded and trampled on at pleasure. They allow that promises made to each other ought to be fulfilled, but they violate without scruple those promises which they often make to God in an hour of seriousness, sickness, or affliction. They allow that earthly rulers ought to be obeyed, but they seem to think that no obedience is due to the sovereign ruler of the universe. They allow that children ought to love, honor, and submit to their parents, but they do not appear to think that either love, honor, or submission should be paid to our Father in heaven. They allow that gratitude is due to human benefactors, and that to requisite their favor with ingratitude is a proof of abominable wickedness, but they practically deny that any grateful return should be made to our heavenly benefactor for his innumerable benefits, and seem to consider the blackest ingratitude towards him as sacredly a sin. When a son forsakes his father's house, when he refuses to comply with his entreaties to return, when he chooses to endure all the evils of poverty rather than return, we are ready to suspect that his father must be a very disagreeable, unlovely, or cruel character, since his own children cannot live with him. At least we shall think this unless we have a very bad opinion of the son. We must condemn one or the other. So, when God's own creatures, whom he has nourished and brought up as children, forsake him and refuse to return or be reconciled, it gives other beings cause to suspect that he must be a very cruel, unloving being, and they must either conclude that he is so, or form a bad opinion of us. Now, sinners will not allow that the fault is theirs. Of course, they throw all the blame upon their Creator and represent him as such as unkind, cruel parent that his children cannot live with or please him. It is true, God has power to vindicate his own character and to show the universe that the fault is wholly ours. But this is no thanks to us. The tendency of our conduct is still the same. It still tends to load his character with the blackest infamy and disgrace. This is all the return we make him for giving us existence. Thus do we requisite the Lord, our O foolish people and unwise.